What a great group of songs. I love the one about the anchor hoist in spite of the storm. Man, what a song. You know it? It is great. It is a great song. There are a lot of storms, believe it or not, that's going on in this world today, where we have something to hold on to when things are going bad. This world, I tell you, you hear about all these things that are going on in other countries concerning Christians. How they're even killing folks for just being a Christian because they're not a Muslim. I mean, that is stormy living right there, isn't it? When you can't even live because you serve a risen Lord. And we are in, I believe, the end days. We're in times where it's not going to be too long before Christ returns. There's a lot of people that argue that and say, oh, well, we're really not there. But I tell you, all the signs point to it. All the things that have taken place shows that Christ is soon to come. It's plain to see if we'll only look at the Scriptures. Let's open our Bibles and look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, starting at verse 4. We're going to be in 1 Thessalonians a whole time, so I won't jump around and have you just play musical Scriptures this morning. 1 Thessalonians 5. The Scripture says in the last days what we're supposed to be doing until Christ returns. How are we supposed to be living? What are we supposed to be doing as Christians, as believers? Well, he talks about that. Starting in verse 4, it says, but you aren't in the dark about these things, dear brothers and sisters, and you won't be surprised when the day of the Lord comes like a thief. For you are all children of the light and of the day, and we don't belong to the darkness and night. So be on your guard, not asleep like the others. Stay alert and be clear-headed. You know, all this Scripture is saying is that we should just be looking constantly for Jesus' return. Not to let it take us by surprise, but that we're watchful and we see, you know, all these things are happening and I can see it's coming to an end. I can see what's going on in the world and what's going on to Christians all around. So what are we really supposed to be doing until He returns? In 5:11, it says this, so encourage each other and build each other up just as you are already doing. You know, Webster Dictionary says that the word encourage means to inspire with courage, with hope, or to support someone. This is what we're supposed to be doing until Christ returns. We should be encouraging each other and lifting each other up during times of trouble. The more trouble comes, the more we need to be encouraging each other. The more we need to be lifting each other up. In 5:12 and 13, it says, dear brothers and sisters, honor those who are your leaders in the Lord's work. Talking about your leaders in the church. They work hard among you and give spiritual guidance. Show them great respect and wholehearted love because of their work. And live peacefully with each other. Now, you shouldn't give respect to someone just because they got a title. Isn't that true? I mean, you think about it. You only really give respect when it's deserved. When you see someone that's working hard for the Lord, that's the one that you give respect to. Not the position that they hold in the church. Whether they're an arena team leader, or they just work on the arena team, or whether they're working with the children, and they're up there teaching your kids right now. These leaders, these are the ones you should give respect to. And pray for, because they're working hard for the Lord. And we're to live peacefully with each other. and get along with each other in harmony. And not talking bad about each other, not complaining. Boy, that's hard to do. The Cowboy Church ain't it? Do you like everybody that you come in contact with? No! You don't! Be honest. Our personalities sometimes clash because we're all cowboys and cowgirls here. We all are independent. We all think like we want to think. We do what we want to do. So what's going to happen when you put those kind of personalities together? Make a noise. That's what I need to do. Rift if you're just going to butt heads. And we're not always going to get along. We're not always going to agree on what we should be doing, where we should be going. It's just like a husband in a car. Sometimes they don't agree on which way is the best way to go with their wife. Honey, I can hear this. Honey, we probably should go this way. Yeah, I know, but I want to go this way. Because I think it's faster. I know, y'all don't know what I'm talking about. It's faster. I think I know what's best. And then when you're late 10 minutes, then you hear about it. Well, I probably should have went that other way. But, you know, I got what I wanted. I was driving. When you drive, you drive the way you want to go. Have any of you heard that? Yeah, probably this morning on the way to church. But we should be encouraging each other and loving each other all the time until Christ returns. Look in 5:12-13. It says, we already did that one. Chapter 14. It says, brothers and sisters, we urge you to warn those who are lazy. Uh-oh. Lazy. What does that mean? What does it mean by being lazy? It's not actually talking about people who are not working. It's actually talking about in the scripture people who are causing trouble and are unruly in the church. They're not going the same direction you are. They're trying to pull you back or hold you down, keep things from happening in the church. We're supposed to start living like Christ wants us to live, basically. And it says here in the scripture, I'm just going to read this. It says, to encourage those who are timid. Take tender care with those who are weak. Be patient with everyone. See that no one pays back evil for evil, but always try to do good to each other and all people. Helping each other out. And when we hear things are going wrong in our lives, in other people's lives, you step up to the plate and you try to help them and help meet the needs that they have. Don't just sit there and watch. It did my heart good. Yesterday we were driving down the road down 14. We'd been in Bremont. We were coming back and I pulled into Dana's house. We were going to go and see Dana and Lindy. Didn't know that a little one was sick and Lindy was sick. We was pulling in there, but we noticed the car. We was broke down right in front of their house. So we pulled back out and went over there to help them, see if they needed help. Well, their car was on fire. Woo! Boy, did they need help. And I wasn't in my truck. I usually have a fire extinguisher in my truck, but I didn't have one. But I did have a cell phone. And I grabbed it. I said, do you need to make a call? And they both fired theirs up and said, no, we got it. But what did me good was all the people that started stopping and asking, do you need help? Do you need help? Do you need help? It just did my heart good. When trouble comes, people should rush. Rush in. Don't sit back timidly, but rush in and say, you know, hey, what can I do? They can start grabbing stuff and trying to do something. And those who are spiritually weak, we've got to help hold them up and be patient with them and forgive and show kindness and goodness to each other. Not to pay back evil for evil. Always being joyful. And we know that where true joy comes from, it's from the Lord Himself. God gives us true joy. It says, be thankful in all circumstances, for in God's will, it is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Do not stifle the Holy Spirit. What does that mean? It means try to put it out. My wife's got this saying, Debbie Downer. Anybody know a Debbie Downer? We used to know these friends of ours. Sweet lady. But everything you said, she tried to put it down. Oh, well, that's not going to work because so-and-so. We're going to do that. That's not a good idea. Everything was negative, negative, negative. And it was ridiculous. But, I mean, this is the way this woman lived her life. Debbie Downer. Don't be a Debbie Downer. So what would be the opposite of that? A Debbie Upper? An encourager. Don't stifle. Don't try to put out the Holy Spirit's fire. Don't try to put out God's spiritual fire with sin. That's what we do in our lives. When the Holy Spirit starts working in our life, the quickest way to put that fire out is to commit sin. Is to do something and not repent of it. It says, don't scoff at the prophecies of the Bible, the scriptures. Simply, don't take the scriptures lightly. Do not, it says, but test everything that is said. Hold on to what is good. Stay away from every kind of evil. evil is in this world. Everywhere you look, whether you turn on that dadgum TV, it's just constantly putting evil in front of our eyes. When you open a newspaper, things are going on in this world that's just shocking. This pilot that killed all those people drove the airplane into a mountain. Why? Evil. I'm telling you, there's evil in this world. Satan is alive and well. And I want to tell you something. Satan, he is starting to get real comfortable in our churches. If you don't think that Satan is not here, the scripture says he is. It's getting more and more comfortable for him to be in church services today because of what's being preached. What's being taught? He is getting comfortable, and that is scary. Because what does it say he is? He's like a lion that runs around trying to eat somebody up, to devour you up, to destroy you. And that sucker is here this morning trying to destroy what's going on in Common Ground Cowboy Church, in every church in America, in everywhere in the world. You know, this is just but a little bitty taste. A little bitty taste of what we should be doing as believers, as Christians. Doing until Christ returns. What we should be doing to get ready. You know, if you had a family member that had been away for a long time and you were looking forward to them coming, every once in a while you might look out the door and see, you knew they were going to be here any minute. You'd look out the window and see if they were driving up the driveway. Every time you'd hear something, you'd be looking to see if that was them. Every time the dog would bark, you would look to see, oh, that must be them. You would be continuously looking for it, being excited about it, anticipating it. You'd be talking about, oh, we can't wait for Daddy to come home, or, oh, man, we can't wait for Mama to come home, or Johnny or Lindy. It didn't matter. Who the person is, you would be excited and anticipating their return. That's what God is saying. Anticipate my return. Get ready for it. Don't be taken by surprise. You know, whether Christ comes back today, tonight, tomorrow, or even 200 years from now, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. It just says, the scripture says that we need to be continually serving Him and excited about Him coming back. What are you doing for Christ now? Are you staying ready? Are you looking for His return? Are you still serving Him today? That's what matters. We need to continue to serve each other, y'all. We need to love each other, encourage each other, and staying ever watchful. I'm talking about intently looking for Christ's return. Because, by cracky, He's coming back. And He's coming back soon. I'm ready. Are you ready? Are you ready for Christ's return? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank You, Lord, for the blessings that You give us each and every day. Father, how You take care of us when we don't even deserve it, Lord, when we haven't even asked for it, how You meet our needs and take care of us, Father. I just thank You for speaking to me this morning through the message, Father. My heart, keeping my heart and my mind ever watchful for Your return. I pray that all of us, Father, as believers here this morning, Lord, would be looking for Christ. We would be looking for Jesus to come back and to take us home to You. We just thank You, Father, for all of Your blessings, and ask for healing for all of the sick this morning. In Jesus' name I pray, Lord. Amen. We want to welcome you to Common Ground Cowboy Church this morning. If you're looking for a church home, a place where you can serve God, well, you're here.